Okay, first let me correct it. That's a mistake that I made a few days ago. 70 asked why, thank you very much, and the Gemara says that twins of Mversha and Sgairo are Chayiv Mishomeshesach and Mishachis. So why don't you have to worry about Goyalim? But it's the first mission says, that's the answer. There's no use between Achim and Haim. That's the answer. Everything else is so go back to the Kashi and cross it out. Okay, now we're holding here the... another thing. Before we resume Tosfos. Yeah, somebody asked me yesterday, what about, is there Zochin in the Milo? We had that Shaila. The Maaseh of Rashi from Kedushin talks about it. In the Ketubis, I'm sorry. So the Rashi says, first of all, equal meima the musa the sheicher b'schoim b'mkeves nokat. Okay. Sada shove. The lowest common denominator of geus. Inami mishum that the tvilo gemar melachtoi kedekayim molo mol v'letovel kilo mol nokat matbilim. Uchayo, yes, ma'am. What Rashi means is that if it's the din of zochin, uchayo. I mean, it's that blessed kid. It's the last, the final action. Because the gemar melacha means the two stage process. The first stage is mila, same again called not mavers. Mila then tvila, and the Rashi holds the grad has to be in that order. Not grad. That's actually in Yevamos. Has to be in that order. Mila and then tvila. So because it's really the Gemara Melacha. That's why the Mishnah says, Mol v'tovah kilo mol. So it could be, means, in Ochinami, the Huadin Molin, and the same Melacha would apply. But, or Yeshlaim, the Rashi means like this, you don't need Zochin for the Milo. Even though Zochin is part of the Gevus process, the Gevus needs Zochin, like we explained yesterday and before. Either to make the Chalois, we had two Malchim, to make it a... Here, Pashas, to make the chalois of Gushas as well, you need Zochit. And that's what Malachi said. To make the chalois of Gushas, you need Zochit. By a cotton, because the cotton is Edom and Das. And we're going with the Malachi that there is Zochit, the Rashba holds. So the Zochit is when the Gushas is Chal, and the Geus is Chal. The Geus, as the Rashba, the Geus is Chal, not with the Milo. The Milo is necessary for the Geus, but not sufficient. Therefore, and Tvilo always comes afterwards, always, Bechach, and Tvilo is the Gemara Melacha, means that's when the Chalois comes. So, Mele Dafka for Tvilo, they need Zochin. That's not clear the Pshat in the Rashi here. Inami says, interesting in the third Teretz. Inami says, Nir Loimad Revusa Noka Tvilo. It's a Chidush, Faket. Revusa, let's see, the Mishum de Milo, Din Hu Shetala Loig Sheyigdal, Vyisratse, Diyeshna Boilom, Meshas Vitsoinai. Mizloilom, Loilom, what the Rashi means is that Milo needs das. And cotton and ktanim lab neidenu. Cotton has no das. But Milo, it's enough for him to be for his das to come later when he becomes a godol and he's a mole. Chiddush in Rashi. The Bible was the Milo, the Maisa Milo, Bishas Maisa, even though it's the Milo's Geus, it's being down from Geus, but there the das, Bishas Maisa, das of the cotton of the Mhammis Gaye, Bishas Maisa is not likuv, you don't need it. It's normally best not to do the same mitzvah, to make the mitzvah, the mitzvah. But that's not Zochin. The Zochin, we said in the Rashi, the Zochin of the Rashi is that this is part of the Geus, which is also in the Chalois Geus, the Chalois Kedushon. So he said, that's enough. He grows up, he's a Godel. And he's Misratzeh, so then he's Misratzeh being a Mol. You don't need it. His Ratzos, his Das, is enough when he's a Mol. Mashenke in Tvila Zochin, Beshaite Loyer Ben Das. When the when he's in the Bikitza, about the Mila, we don't say it's not Kolso. The effect of the Mila is still there. So it's not to be Mishasa later. Tvila is Enabailum. So you can't, you need Das, Bishas, the Tvila, in order for the Chalois of the Tvila to be Chal. It's much like in Kinyonim. You need Bishas for the Mila, for the Geirus, for the Chalois Geirus to be Chal. So Mela, for that, you need Zochim. There's three Malchim in the Rashba here. If you don't love.
Even though
it's sad that
the
cotton is even
on
the cotton is
even
on the cotton is even on the cotton is even on the cotton is even on the cotton is even on the cotton is even on the cotton is even on the cotton is
even on the
cotton
is even
on
the cotton is even on the cotton is even on the cotton is even on the
Hashem is because they
could
be Zeus from
the
Barai, so like still you only have good Das. This is discussed in the Rajbo and places in Mitsubis. Okay, now we have like this. Again, let's come back to the last one's places. Africa Dominion. He do yechaylin limchais. So we learn chat that Taisus is l'chori asking the kasha here. That here Taisus in Ksuba says the fi pshuta there's no zochin. Zochin for Ger Kotten, the Ger Kotten, my Bill Nesai, are that's best than Toys. He says, not between Zochin, but rather you don't need Zochin. The Master Best, my Bill Nesai, Adam Zechem Baboy, El Hu Zechem Batsmoy, the Master is done Begufay, Batsmoy Begufay. So Best does not be Mizaka Kotten with anything, but the fact that they're involved has to do with Zochin, but the Epsom Chalois of the Ger doesn't involve Zochin. So Shaul is what's going on by Higdilu Chal Mimcha. So we said let's go over again what the kasha was. So we said L'chayi the kasha is, and I found the biggest Shmuel one's mamash. We said in Kiddushin as a shtickle about this that Higdilu in the kasha, Taisus thought that Higdilu Chal Mimcha is like the macho, what the one in Babas calls a tzovach. He gives somebody a matana, a day of zeicha. You somebody give him a matana. We said it yesterday. Then he finds out about it and he says, no, he doesn't want it. The one calls it tzovach. He owes. He doesn't want it. So the matana is nachal. There's no locha that he can, that we impose the matana on the mekabel. He can reject it. And that's a din of zochin. That's because of zochin. Either because he's megala that it's not a schus, it's a choyv, or there's no zochin bakokhoy, whatever the pshat should be. So L'chayra, Taisus thought that Higdilu Yichal Mimcha is exactly the same din. The classical case of Tzovach when he hears about the Zechir. In fact, when Maisa, the Rashi Magdusha says like that. I think I mentioned last night somebody. Sometime yesterday. The Rashi Magdusha in Davchov Gimel, when he talks about the cases in which when the Zechir, the beneficiary of the Zochin, here's about the schus, and he says, no, he doesn't want it. So he includes Gerus. He says, Ger, Higdilu Chal Mimcha is an example of turning down the Zechir. So the Rashba talk holds like that. That's the Shidus Rashba in Kiddushin. So Im Kain, that's something that would indicate that this is Zechir. That's such cash. Afkan Kuzi Kaisis. So Tosef is. Raminan, the Kishagodlu Shah Achaz Laimichu, Shuv Ein the Chelum Mimchais. The Mayulu Milo Utvilo Chalkatnus, Shaisa Begufam, Ben Chasen El Kabos Mitzvis, Pitay Shagodlu Vamichu Hainu Kabolo. So what's the tariff? Lechari the Teretz is, without saying yes, Lechari the Teretz is that the Loch of Higdilu Yichol Mimchos, and if they were Moiche, it's not Gerus, and if they weren't Moiche, it goes weiter. What Satan says is that what? It's that it's not a Machor which enters the Gerus. But the Gerus is missing something, namely Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, and the really what we're looking for, we're not that we need the Machor. There is no Machor, that in itself constitutes a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. That's the end of Taisa Sulman says that. We take the God of Michu Haino Kabbalah. That's the Lechari Taisa saying, no, it's not like we thought, not like we thought in the Kasha, that it's a Machor, similar to a Machor after a Matona. I don't want the Matona, it's a male Matona's bottle, it's not Zochin. But rather, it's something positive. You need a positive, the Gerus is missing something. What's it missing? The Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. But if I can't, it's not the Machor, just means if there was a Machor, it's not if there was a Machor, the Pshat is the Gerus never was completed. The Gerus wasn't completed. It's not a Machor which, similar to the Tzobach, with the Makabu Matona says, I don't want it, so it's bottom, which would indicate Zochin, but the Gerus never was completed. Never was completed. Okay. The Shaila is, yeah. So we have to, first of all, let's start with the lotion. So the Taisa says it backwards. But the Shaila in the Tzadon Taisa, read the words. The Teretz is, Ho Aminan, the Gitzagod was Shoachas, and Amichu, Shuv Enchel Mimchis. But what do you see from that? That's the beginning of the test. Why is that a test? What does that tell you? Why is that part of the test? What? On what?
The regular
schir.
It's not
on what?
The regular schir.
Should be told on what?
Should be told as well.
But rather what?
It says
what?
Nothing.
No, it's like this. You're right. That there's something going on with that. Like this. Should be told them when they hear about it. In a regular zechiyah, so it's also like that. Regular zechiyah, shosak mekoro, so he can't be tzaveach later. Because then we assume that the shosak mekoro is a gemara. Shosak mekoro it constitutes an acceptance of the zechiyah. Then he can't. Can be kufa meches tzaveach mekoro, then he can cancel the zchiya. By a matana again, by a basic by a matana. Tzaveach mekoro, so then there's no matana. Loi kona, we can say. Shoyseg mekoro, so tzaveach, then it's nothing. Fine, it's alkobonim. It's not. Why? Because the first he changed his mind later. When he first hears about what happened, so then he can say he can reject it. Later it's too late. Yeah, that's possible. I mean, it's very misalbit. It's not a possible, I guess. But they must say, and once the Torah learns, no. When he hears it. What's it make call? When he hears it. It could be a minute later, it could be 10 years later. And that's the Gemara here. Yeah, so the Torah is saying a vort here. That if it will be a poshto machor, of rejecting Ezechiah, so what's God will show us? It depends when he becomes a godel. When he hears about it, not becomes a godel. Depends if he finds out. When does he find out about it? If he finds out a year later, so that's the critical time. So basically, that's what Taisa is telling on. That's a raya. Taisa being a raya. That something has to happen. There's a critical point in time in which the machor or the kabbalah has to take place. Takes place, not to take place. Well, sorry, that's the pshat Taisa, and that's what Taisa is driving at. I mean, the God will show achas. So this is part of the test. Again, so we ask, why is this teretz? Can Nira, they're showing on this. It's totally on, they're show achas. When they show achas, so if you hold the gavel, totally on show, it says, mamash, it's exactly the time of day which he was born, which turns 13. Or it's totally on the chres. It says, when he becomes 13, Es die Golos achas von Michu, shuv ein nechelim limchais. So what's the chat? Why don't we say whenever he's about it? Teretz is, demoylu milo tvilo shakat no shoysa begufam, vein chasei mel kabos mitzvis, tefshu godlu lemichu hainu kabola. So Teretz is saying that the vote with the what's the hesper? Why is it that it's a critical point in time? Because if loy michu, so there was a kabbalah mitzvah, so the gerut is complete. So then the gerut is complete. It's a complete gerut, and not it's not mistletoe v'koyon on anything else. And Saint Thomas is proving that the gerut is missing something. What was the gerut missing? Kabbalah mitzvahs. And the kabbalah mitzvahs had no. Now let's move on to the next step. Then not Thomas mechares something else. The kabbalah mitzvahs of this gerut conscience guy here happens to be mele. Because there's another chiddush in Thomas. As we touched upon yesterday, this kabbalah mitzvah, we don't make a ceremony out of it. I don't mean stamos. I mean that's very chosh levot. It's in godol. In the fit, we started to say like this: the mechayu taisus sheet in yivomis. Mem here on base. Listen, we have to go and push a little sugya, a mushroom. Here, there's a historical sugya, historical machlokes rishonim here. The Gemara says. Who to have a correlate Bar Avamor, so he told him to his guy. He's the son of a goy. It's a goy. Son of a goy is a goy. Omar, Shomer Levi, no. He's not a goy. Milo Tovel Kel the Carrier. His Zicha was Tovel. With two muscle for carry for a tumor. His Zicha was Tovel. Then they was the same thing about Anisha. Who to have a correlate Bar. Al-Mayosa, they spoke to say about his mother. Mavasa, Mila Tovlin Dosa, even though they called her Greater, but we know she was Tovlin. She was Tovlin, Miss Toma. For needless. That tells what's the name of the famous Gemara. So what's the chat? So we sat here with the Rambam. There's in contrast. She does Rambam means, right, the shell is like this. What does it mean? The one means that they were Tovlin for a tumor, for a tire. So that's all that she was Gables. Right, Mila Tova, this issue that we know she was table Lenin Dosa. We know he was table the carrier. Some of the gave, we have to treat them as gave. How could that be? First of all, was it Das, was Kavanah, was the Bezdin, was the Gimel, what all those kashas. So in high time, the Ram has different sheet of Gambi in the Sugi. The Ram sheet is that the Ram says we saw that he conducts himself as a Yid. Different sheet. If we see that a person conducted himself as an observant Jew, like you say in English. The Imam asked, he was Mafish Chala too. For some reason, he was Mafish Chala. He did everything that he did, the Shoemit of Mishra's death. So it's a riot that at some point in the past, he underwent a proper Gerus. But not that this Tevil is a Gerus. The Imam gives a whole way to the Sukkot. That's just the Imam. Bala Tayyis is not like that. Bala Tayyis is because the Imam learned, well, why? Why is the Imam hold like that? Because the Imam held, it's not Shaykh that the Gemara means that the Nisho Sevel and Nidosto. Even if this is the only time she was Toiva, she becomes a Gyeris. Can this other thing? You need Gyeris. So that's why Ram gives a Dreita Sugi. It means that we have a Rai from their conduct that they were misguided. It's a Rai, merely a Rai. So all the Achreidim say, why have on Tvila, talk about everything else. They said, that's why Ram has Chalo. Good, that's his Ram. Toiva is not like that. Toiva is as a Kasha. Taimo Omal Kamon Gyato Sloiso. The Mishpok Sibbe, the Gemara mentioned yesterday. The Eshleima, how to be in and Sloish Hainu the Kabbalah Samitzvis. Avlo Tzvilo. See, it's a Shita. that lichachila could be you need gimel for everything, but liikuva what you need, what you learn out the gevus need shloisho. What liikuva is only the kabbalas mitzvahs. That's just a thesis. Only the kabbalas mitzvahs needs gimel. Until the thesis learns, when the master says mi loitavu lini duso, mi loitavu kelly, that those tefillas, one of them, the first one, those tefillas. Was that the tefillah's gevus? Even though it was loved after witness, not by one, not by two, not by three. Was that tefillah?
You don't need
was that tefillah? You don't even need das. You don't need das specifically with them gevus. L'chayu. L'chayu. Elomai, you have to add that there was a kabbalah's mitzvah prior to that, before gimel. There was a kabbalah's mitzvah. The potential gevus gevus was mikabbalah's mitzvah before gimel, because that's actually cool. That's the basis. But then the tefillah happened whenever it happened. There was a tefillah for sure. The Gemara says ain't a tefillah tefillah. That's I know, but it had depends what we talked about yesterday. It was a real gerus. So then some of they did it right. My mother, they did what they had to do. They did what they had to do. They did it right. They did what chachila. It wasn't with the effort. So if you needed l'shem gerus, which absolutely, so then it was. If not, it was just a tefillah, and we went out from there. Dinim v'had of gerus l'davis. Is that right? So the question, good question. That the what in the zochma that tefillah before bechal? We'll soon see. It's not saying this tais is here. So the it raises a few questions. So the first question is, let's ask your question. First question is, the three tais is in yivomis tefillah doesn't need gimel. It's only a post of meisa. So what in the zochin for? And then fakir. And the corollary question is the other way. The fitos is the ikur gerus with needs gimel with kabbalas mitzvahs, and by us you don't have it. Uber. The gerus deraisa. I mean not Uber. I'm sorry. Cotton. Uber gas. Awesome. But who then the fitos then have been cotton? It's not kabbalas mitzvahs. Elamai toys says the need kabbalas mitzvahs, but happens later. But it's not masma. And toys says they need with negimel. That's a deal. But not masma. Toys say you need. Toys says mitev shegodlu v'loy michos as toys. That's why I said, who has the man? You don't make a seven, there's no formal, there's not much on Taishwitz that they have a formal Kabbalah mitzvah. You go to Besdin, and exactly on the David's bar mitzvah, and he puts on tefillin or Kabbalah mitzvah, so it doesn't happen like that. He takes away, go to the Milchayin Kabbalah.
What was the first question?
First question is from Kerr. The Bayas, in here, if he takes in Ivomis, the Tvilo gets in the Gimel. If it doesn't need gimel, so then Stomed, you wouldn't need Zochan either. That's the B.S. Mayim. And then the Akabah has the mutations and had not trust the Shema Taisen Ksubas. And every Shema Taisen needs Zochan and Shema. It's one Taisen Ksubas, perhaps. And now Taisen won't be a Kashi. And second Shema is, but what about Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Let's see first of all here. So that means, so it, before goodbye, it could be that it's machlokes about it. It could be, perhaps, that the Baal Teis is in Sanhedrin hold that Kabbalah's mitzvah doesn't need gimel. It's necessary, it's certainly necessary. I'm not saying Teis hold you only need Kabbalah's mitzvah. He said, of course, you need Kabbalah's mitzvah. But it's a t'nai, but it's not the essence of Geus. Right? There's two ways of looking at it. Fito es nivom is that the whole aloch of mishpok sivbei and when the Gemara says gevus need gimel, the Gemara is talking about kavos mitzvahs. So fito es is fito es nivom is that's the critical point of gevus kavos mitzvahs, and that's what requires the gusel is not chav, but the mishpok kavos mishpok sivbei. That's what needs mishpok. That's what needs gimel. The bifnei gimel, the gevus bifnei gimel. Then everything else is a meisa. But the could be choices. They hold now again. That's just machlokes. Maybe. Sorry? Oh, I'm not. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. In Shulchan Aruch, in every day, in Reish HaMachas, in which Hichas gave him, so it says like this. In Shulchan Aruch says, Mechaim says, Kol inyone ha-ger, bein lo-idea ha-mitzvos ha-kabon, means the Kabbalah's mitzvos, bein ha-milo, bein ha-tfilo, three things, tzorich, shiyu, b'shloisho, ha-ksharim lo-odun, u-ba-yoy. All three things. Mi yudavka l'chal-chilu. Mi u-b'di-yavid, אם לא מעל היטוב על אלו בפני שניים או בלילה, שניים זה דווקא הוא עושה ונפילו לא טוב על השם גאוס תזו שכנוח, הוא just said אל איש הטוב על קריוי ואיש הטוב על נדוס הווה גר חוץ מי כבול הסמיץ יש שם על כבס אם אין הבאים ובשלשת this is the thesis that's what the שכנוח was brings down to the thesis וחלחיל everything בפני גימו ועיכול בכבול הסמיץ then he says ולריף הרמב״ם is the other way אפילו בדי עבד, אם זה טוב עלו או מעל בפני שניים, אבל אולי לא מעקב. זה רמב"ם, זה רמב"ם, זה רמב"ם, זה רמב"ם. זה נדר דוקו מבובה. says, and this הלוכה, אבל in the beginning of the first sheet, the first sheet, אבל בדי עבד, זה מחבר says, זה מול, אי טוב על, אפילו לא טוב על שם גאוס, is מות, is have a gear, So Dogum Rova says, "Hainu b'ger godol." This is talking about ger godol. So etz loy kabola samitzvus ikon. Ulekach hamilo v'atvilo einu elo gumar hadova v'sagi b'loy shloishol v'afilu b'laylo. Avo ger koton shloishayich by kabola samitzvus v'atvilo hi ikon. שמעת בילו מייסי הדס בזדין וכולי על מוצרח לי יש בעיים ובפני שלושו זה פה שאופנס אב לסוגי זה דוגם אבובו זה says how the difference between the gayus of a godel and the gayus of a cotton and we'll go in two nekudas here to show on The first nekuda is the gabe that there's no kabbalas mitzvahs by ger koton b'shaitoi no kabbalas mitzvahs. So mainly the ikur ma'isa geus and what geus is totally on is a tefilo. Therefore, says the dogma vova, a tefilo about teis and maskim that the tefilo would have to be b'fnei gimel. A ger koton she toval. So if the gimel is avad, there's nothing. It's not going to be cool because that's ikon the geus.
Why not the two in the gimel?
Okay, we'll just have ash.
Why is there a chilek? Which one's the ikur? Whether you say katan or gotten? You mean gears to gears? Why should it be different?
What?
Why should the ikur be different by a katan and a
gotten? Because but we learn from the pasuk. Then the Gaius needs a bezdin. And we'll explain after then when we say the whole book of the bezdin, the role of bezdin is like you may like Adam the Kiyuma Dover, or perhaps more than that. It makes the Gaius into the Gaius, or makes the Gusha Bichal. And we have a few possibilities. So the ego of the Gaius is what needs a bezdin. Mashenkein's doctor, so by a girl called in Tfilah Zikr, because that's the only thing there is. Mashenkein, by God, or the Kabbalah's Mitzvah Zikr. That's a shahla. A shahla is like this. So there are two shalas here, so I want to explain. The two shalas here, which Lord not told us ever said. The first thing is that that's a fact. There's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and the tefillah is ikur. That l'chayr is incontrovertible. The Baigel Kotten, right? The l'chayr. There is no Kabbalah's mitzvahs b'shaitoi. So we have a machlokes tosis in Ksuba Tosis and whether you have Zochi and Tosis in Ksuba Tosis needs Zochi by Gei Kodim. And either have your Midravon or Mitzvahs or whatever. Tosis by Asin Sedin says, you don't need Zochi, he's Zochi Begufay Be'atzmoy. But be that as it may, the Tvilis has to be between the Gimel Chodes. And even if you only need Zochi, even only Zochi, but this is a fact, that the Tvilis, even without Zochi, that in the Geilus, the Tvilis constitutes the ego of the Geilus, with or without Zochi. With Zochin, I would take Peter's Tubis, or without Zochin, it's a lot smaller. Peter's in heaven. But the Tvila has to be within the Gimel. That's the first Nakuda. Second Nakuda. It's like this. But this is Stamba Hori in the Tvila Satoys and Ivomis. If in fact the tefillah doesn't need gimel, and that Tosfos doesn't prove it, the tefillah doesn't need gimel, and only the Kabbalah's mitzvahs needs gimel, and the Dogma Bava adds a vote, which is l'choy poshut, because that's ikur, the ikur is the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and the rest is a gemar, the gemar dover, but the ikur is the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So then, l'choy, this is a little bit, l'choy, this is not like the Beis Halevi's vote that we said over yesterday, the day before. Beis Halevi said that the inyan of the gimel, that they impart the kedusha, like the kushoris. That gives that kedusha. So that in the Rambam is very good. The Rambam about the fact that's a nice vote. That's what's happening. But features of Tosfos, I mean, doesn't Tosfos without this itself. Features of Tosfos, the horizontal gas. Look, his geirus has to be bifnei gimel. Look, his geirus has to be bifnei gimel to give it a kiyum, the kiyume, the chol pochus. But not to impart kedusha as well. But after Kabbalah's mitzvahs, a goyus mekabel mitzvahs was not yet more of a Torah was nothing. He's a very well intentioned goy, but still a goy. And the only thing they need give for is for Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But the actual Dusas Sahel's Chal, the Maisa Geras happens, and Dusas Sahel's Chal, what he calls the Gemara Dover, that's Bein Elvein Atzma. You don't need it. It's interesting to see that the role of Gimel is very different. It was not just when you need it. You need it at point A, you need it at point B. It's whole the Gimel, the Bezin, plays a different role if he tastes than if he's a Rambam. If he's a Rambam, you could say, if you want, they're instrumental to making the Chalais of the Geras. If he tastes, now again. Just like Kiyume, they give a Kiyum. So the Ike Chelke the Geirus. It's like Kiddushin, Bifnei Eidim. Right? It's Mekayim. They're Mekayim Me'adova. So Bez is, there are a lot of times which Bez in service and function of Mekayim. So their presence by the Kabbalah's mitzvah is Mekayim, this necessary, essential ingredient of the Geirus. Okay. Now, right. Now we come down to Tosfos. We have a Ger Kotten, so it's not Lamadum Kain, Zochim Dum Kain from this, that by Ger Kotten, the Ger of the Ger is a Tefillah, Pasuk Holodeis, even if we Tosfos Nivomis. Tosfos Nivomis is only speaking about the Ger Gordel, and by him, they have the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. A Ger Kotten, the Dogma Bava says already, is different. How could that be? With the... what's the chat? The chat is Kotman is the Kotman. It's not Shaita Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It's not Shaita. It's not a Kabbalah of Kotman. It's not a Kabbalah. It's not a Ben Das. So whatever he says, it's not this. He can't say the Geirus. So both Shaita and Tosfos. So he could have said one or two things. He could have said, if he's not Shaita Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he doesn't become a Geir B'chal. But it's not much like that. Much becomes a Geir. He becomes a Ger Midoraisa, right? Nochamov. He becomes a Ger Midoraisa immediately, and there's no zochin taking place. He becomes a Ger Midoraisa. Elamaisa. So according to Chaim, in the case of a Ger Kotten, the Geirus consists b'chaitei of the Milo Tvilo. Let's say the Tvilo. Since he's not a Bahochi of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it's not makir b'chaitei in the Geirus. Elamai. Once he becomes a Gadol. Then we say there's a Tanai. But in his case, the Kabbalah's mitzvah is a Tanai. Not the Etzim Geirus, but the Tanai. And Tanai Likuva Vachesach. Tanai in the Geirus. But that's when he becomes a Godol. Once he becomes a Godol, Viloi Michu, and he continues to conduct himself as a Yid, that Guva constitutes the Kabbalah's mitzvah. And since, in the case of Ger Kotten, Shehigdil, the Iger Geirus happened already with the Tvila. So we ask the question, how come we don't make a ceremony out of the Tosfos? Because It's built nichlam in the dogma vavol chayur. It's not the gegevus. The gegevus happens. It's, at most, you can say is that this is a tnai. So it's a tnai. So it's mekayim the tnai. Bein lovin atzmoi, and he goes right there. So it's a tnai in the gegevus. That's akan lchayur is possible more or less. The shayla mashiach ayin tuva is a fi this mahalach. Fi what we learn about in Tosfos, and lchayur until now everything is trapped. So what happens if the Kabbalah's mitzvah doesn't happen? What happens if and that so achas is meichem? And that so achas is meichem. Is meichem. Punkt. That so is meichem. Yeah, he acts like a goy. Tais is shonim. We'll see him. Tais is in the film. Tais is shonim. And Ksuba says that the mecho means from before to after he is noig begoyus. Remember, he says he acts like a goy. That Tais is shonim in Ksuba's golden. In Ksuba's. So tell us what happens at that point. What happens if he was mekayim tonight? He was and he was meichet.
If we're saying the whole,
so, I'm just finish the question. So he becomes the goyel mefreya or mekayim labo. What happened? What happened to the gay who that was that happened before? Yeah.
If we're saying that it's only that this kabbalah spitzes is only shayach when he turns 13, you have to have das.
Yeah.
So why isn't this the same thing as a standard tzchiyah aschiyah? When right when you find out, that's the opportunity you have to decline it.
Because that's what Taisa holds. You know, there's no zochin in Gia Kotlin.
No, but Rebbe asked before that, like, that this is not like tzchiyah, because tzchiyah, that right when you find out, you have to decline it, and after that you can't. And here,
right.
Here it's not. It's when you turn godless. So why don't you, since only when you become a godly you have das, and therefore you can accept Kabbalah's mitzvahs,
yeah.
Why don't we view that as the same thing as the Zafin, that right at that point is your time that you could decline. Any time after that, you can't. So then it's the same, it can work the same mechanism.
You're asking a question on Tosfos, how Tosfos pulls from the Shalachas?
Well, I'm just saying that it seemingly could be compared to a Zafin.
You're saying that's part of Tosfos, or are you asking a question on Tosfos?
I'm asking a question.
You haven't gotten Tosfos?
Yeah, I mean...
So, because Tosfos is saying that the Shah Achas is... That's a critical time when we need a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And either we have it or we don't have it. Mashiach came... Let's say he didn't know. Let's say the Kotan didn't know. The Kotan, the Kotan doesn't know he's a Ger Kotan. So in Zochin, whenever he finds out, we'll hear what he has to say. In Gerus, it wouldn't work. That's my first impression. So it's not the case of Zochin. Something has to happen. One is that... The gevus is going to be mekuyim. Is it going to stay or fall when he becomes bar mitzvah? That's the most important thesis. That's not zochin. Zochin explains zochin is whenever he finds out. We don't see what stopwatch and say when exactly he's becoming bar mitzvah. When he finds out, thesis is not much like that. Thesis much more the shachas to godlu is going to either make or break the gevus.
Because that's when he gets das. That's when he finds out.
What if he doesn't know? They never told him his background until a year later. That's what I'm talking about. This is a positive case of Zochin, so when they tell him it, they wait till he's 15 to tell him. So then he's either Mekayimit or not. Tois Mashma, the critical point is the Shoh Achas, no matter what.
So is this kid who finds out that he's a Jew?
Every Shem Mashma gets.
So at 14 he finds out he's a Jew, and he doesn't even have a chance to knock it off?
That's Mashma Tois.
So the Kabbalah is just ceremonial? Just when you hit the
not ceremonial, it's not ceremonial, it's Mimele. It's Mimele. He conducts himself as a Yid, he's a Yid, that's the Lord's mistress. He conducts himself as a Goy, he's a Goy.
And so even if he has no idea, just the fact that he came about.
Even
if there's no actual Kabbalah, even if it's a
tonight,
would it have to be some form of
Kabbalah? I don't know. So it's Tagashayla. I mean, the Yesh line a little bit. I don't know. That's much more than this.
Then if he's sleeping, that's Kabbalah. What is it?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. But if you read the words, the words seem to say that. That's the words seem to say.
What is the point of this, like, the whole loop? Is he hasn't really knocked off. I mean, like, here we have a case. We just found a case where he doesn't know he's good all the time. He's 14. He lost his ability to incarnate. It's like...
Yeah.
Meaning,
like, I understand. See, this says, every Shem Dalek, I'm saying, what we're saying now, the only now is in Sanhedrin. Every Shem, we mentioned, so then, whenever he finds out, he can decline it. Whatever age it is. And there's no critical point in time. And, but according to Tracy, Shonim in Tzubis, he has to act like a goy for an extended period of time. Lost in our Tracy, so. But now with Tosfos, it's much more that if the time comes, it's a Mimele, the Mimele, the task of Kabbalah. What do you say?
Why can we say that Tosfos' conclusion is like Tosfos here?
So
even he doesn't know this get caught.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's mash. What's Taisus? Taisus mash on again.
The
is it melody? What?
The one's that's
better. It's not better. But I'm asking a different question. I'm asking now, let's say he asks like a guy. Let's say he rejects it. He knows he rejects it. So what happened to the gayus? I'm beyond that. The Taisus is mash on again. What can you do? You have to get used to the idea. I'm asking, I'm beyond that. A shallow is like this. What if he's Yen Moichet? He chaps the shaw. He's Mechav in the Rega. But not the Toiv, but the Raf. Okay, he's Mechav in the Rega. And then the Taisus here says, what's the Taisus? It's half a day with Taisus. Kosher. Mosai Teida Shas Hamacho. The Bekatnos Enichel Limchis. She stands a day before. So 3 days of acting like a goy. Okay. That's what happens then. My Shabbos, in Tzuvot Chassam Sefer, he has a Chakira. Chassam Sefer has a Chakira. It's in the other day, Rishon Gimel. So he says, it could be the Shoyul had the Chakira, but he brings it down on Kabbalah. He takes the Shoyul from the Gemara in the Dorim. He says, when the Higdilu Yicholim Rimchois, is the Macho Megas Gaiz or Meg Oka? He says, that's the Shonis on the Dorim. That the first Dorim is either Megas Gaiz means cast it off, Mekan Labo, or it's like Gilam Afrei. So he has the possibility already. He has the possibility. See, what's the problem here? The problem is that the fi ha'omur, when we learn Shan Taisa, everything was logically, we went logically step by step. The diga gerus in the ger cotton is a tvila. We have dogma vav. In addition, we have Taisa's here in Sanhedrin holds that doesn't involve zochin. It's be'etzim ma'aseh gerus. The kavod mitzvah b'shaita yakochoch is not makif. He's a cotton. There was no. We don't need it. We don't look for it. We don't need it. The gerus is chal. The gerus chal midoraisa. Tois is mechadish. The chel mimchois is not a rejection midin zechiyah. But no. But the chel mimchois means either no kavod mitzvahs or yeah kavod mitzvahs. So from this, from which we learn that at that point, it's necessary to fulfill it tonight. At that point, when the higdilu. It becomes now first necessary to fulfill a condition, a necessary condition, a tenai for the gerus and after kabbalas mitzvahs, correct? But and we're medayik in Taisus that Taisus could be lishitosa many vomis. Normally kabbalas mitzvahs is equal in these gerus. This kabbalas mitzvahs is not, because the gerus was chal already before. But nevertheless, it's critical. We need it, but even though it doesn't need gimel, that's a much more than Taisus. So now that the question they asked Miss Bakeshus is what happens to the gay? So if we have kavod mitzvah, so then we'll finish already. Then the gay was happened before, the tie was fulfilled. Now we go right. We close the tick. Finished. And from now on, his nidon case roll. Hachmil Hokil. We reserve in a very old man, we got together instant. Everything. What happens if he's no kavod? He doesn't fulfill the condition. What happens to the gay? What happened to the Gavis? Is it Lemafreya? Never was. It was Shver. I mean, he was. How can it be Lemafreya? Perhaps, yeah. So it could be that even though the Gavis was a Gavis B'shaita, but if you don't fulfill the condition, the Gavis isn't like this. The Iga Gavis, in this case of Ger Cotton, so the two Tzodim. The Iga Gavis of Ger Cotton is a Tvila. And the Tvila is Chal B'shaita. Like, Emi Maisi Du Me'achshov. So it's Chal, pending fulfillment of the Tanakh. The Tanai, the Gerus is Kabbalah Mitzvahs, but only when it becomes a Baal Kabbalah. A Baal Kabbalah is only when the Higdilu. At that point, it becomes a Baal Kabbalah, then the Tanai has to be fulfilled. If it's not, you can say, Evshin, Nekalim Afrei. Like I said, you look in Shulchan Aruch, there are many places can piece of proving down that they, for them it's Poshut. That the Gerus is Nekalim Afrei, and then if he touched any Yain from then until now, we have different world. It becomes a Nekalim Afrei. So it's Zichat Shaykh. Shaykh is now Taisus here. So that could be one possibility. And Havana is like this. When it becomes possible, you can't have the Tanai. And if you can't have the Tanai, it's Nekalim Afrei. The gay was Nekalim Afrei. It was a good gay, it was Nekalim Afrei. Is there a possibility at the same time? Is there a possibility? It sounds very wild. Sounds very well. The famous shtickle, Moshe Mul has the famous shtickle. If he wants to, he goes, I don't think he says now he says it's another Shani Mitzvahs. He says that the Geus is the Mikam Habo. At the end, he says, Shuv, and he said, he told him, Biskevov, and he said, it's impossible to say Geus neck on the face. Not the Mikam Habo. He wants to say that the Geus is Mikam Habo. That the Macho is Oikid Mikam Habo. And Biskevov, Kanirius, threw him out of the house, and he doesn't like that. But rejected it. At the end, somebody showed him the Chsam Seifer that I told him. Chsam Seifer, that guy's outside the side. There's Megas guys. In our Taisa, the Shayat is a Jesam Halach. Shayat is a Jesam Halach. And that is like this. That it's a different type of Geus. No, every Geus needs Milat Vila and Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Right? Taisa also holds like that. Elamai, Gea Kotten is a complete Geus B'Shaytoi because he's not a Behochi of the Kabbalah Mitzvahs. So it's a Geus of a Gea Kotten. How you Megaya Kotten? With Mila, Milan Tvila. So a Gea Kotten is a Misgaya like that. Once he becomes a Behochi of Kabbalah, so then the Kabbalah is Ma'akev. In other words, the Kabbalah is Ma'akev. It's a Geus of a Gea Kotten. He's not missing anything, but only because he's a Kotten. Once he becomes a Godel and Shaykh, the Kabbalah misses, then we say he's missing, his Geus is missing. That's why it's a Shah, that Shah is a critical, something has to either make that show or makes it or breaks it. Because once it becomes a Bav Hochi of a Kabbalah Mitzvah, so then the Geus has to be finished. And if it's not finished, it falls. So if he's Mekabu Mitzvah, Loi Michu and Kabbalah, then he goes right. Then becomes the Geus of Godo. He fulfilled the condition. The condition came into place now when it comes to Godo, and he did it. If on the other hand he was Meiches, then the Geus falls. But love that one, my friend. Love that one, my friend. Okay, right. Long answer, right. What?
According to Moshmuth, if he is Makabo.
Well, his stickle is that, he goes Bechal, that, this is, I'm afraid to say it, but he has a famous stickle that, I'm afraid to say it. Like, he has a famous stickle that, a ger doesn't become a yid. A ger is a ger. It has dinim of Dusas as well. It's not really. Not really. It's not only Mutabe Sulut Silikol. That's a dinah sab. It's a different category. So, given that Hanoche, so it's easier with Shitosa to say that at some point later you can walk away from it. Mikan will have it. But if Yehud becomes a Yid, you can't walk away from Yiddishkeit. What? That's Chayso. It became Chayso. That's not hard. However you look at it, he goes right to with old gears, new gears, with the completion, either the completion of the process or the kima tonight. That doesn't make a difference at that point. As long as it goes right to Shalos, if he's not Makabu, he's Meicher, what happens?
How much do the children of the get? Do they have the status of girl, status of Yid?
Hashas the Yid. Hey, bye bye. Do a stick of them, come back to the traces. No, but let's pick up the Hemshech. Rav Chisda said, Cotton to Haley Dane, Benoit Nasim and Samoy. Shema Gilish Ben Lisa, Ben Leben. The East Ben will Ben. Who plead the rabble? Mashma that Shaykh for Cotton to be made. Right, that we're coming back to the sugya. The click of the rabble. Doma rabble called Nelmel. Shnema mainly is Goyal, Rish, Aldo, Misos, and Goyal. I'll get the Gakos Mdabe, Vim, Lomach, and Ish. Ish has a talk of Lachs Olo, Vim, Mesh Goyal, and Lav Cotton, Vim, Lav Cotton, he has a talk of Lachs Olo. We do as Angler Goyal. We'll do one more sequel, then we'll see this. Ezra by Ish, Angler Ish, Ventesh, Shonim, Mimelcho, as well, Beam, Nine, and Lima, Vish. I'm not yet sure that I make it worse, or I wish. Domi. Yeah, so the truth of the Gemara is that there's a riboy in the pasuk of v'ish, the pasuk of shufu charufo. The what? The bentesh son of Yirmechod is chayev, right? It's an exception to in kol tev kol. We learned the mitzvah. We learned the mitzvah that lo yibol lachal mitzvahs. Kodem lo yibol lachal mitzvahs. Ve'ech enesach on do'on ha'shak osuf. But here's a riboy v'ish, bentesh son of Yirmechod. The Ram says the end of the page, give us a beer. Ben Tesh on him. Ben Tesh on him. He like it, who may be Kogon. So the Rabbit, because the Rabbit, Shibus, there's Shibus. So he must see the Kogon bar Oinshin. The Kogon there mean her Oinshin who. Vik may came to it. Okay. So the Ram says that the Din, the Shibu Harufa, she gets Malkus and he brings the Kogon. That's a. Last week's Pasha. Last week's Pasha. The heaviest I show me and be cursed to you. So the Ram says, Ben Tashalom is Chayiv. The Rabbi says, no. And who didn't in Choshkogot say Mechoykis again? So the Rabbi spoke against the Gemara. I mean, the Rabbi says, there's no, we're going with Sondo, the cotton beans, and it's Chayiv in Oinshin. The Kormis have been Oinshin, who? They must know again. Because they say the Rabbi had different gisa. Has different gisa gemara. It's not my idea. Has different gisa. It's very hard to be asked for the Rabbi to look more. Okay, now let's go to Tosfos. Bidua she'en le'gailim. In terms of the Masha Chodin, Bidua she'en le'gailim, Mishom Dan Meilid. Chem Peh again, Ben Amut, the Zerzah Zaladas, Ben Gdela, Vitanda, Parah, Vitanda, Bas Leidi. My kushi, I mean, the kama b'shmaris, and those as a kasha, those are shenim, I am leading b'chet shonim. The kasha and rabbi, rabbi said, we do a shen, let us, rabbi said, let me have this, Rav Chista holds, Rav Chista holds the cotton melid. Then the boss says, look at the rabbi. Then the rabbi caught any melid. Pashas v'toises is that, not sure we'll soon see it, not shaykh and metzias. B'chok is a metzias, between rabbi and Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, yeah, shaykh and metzias, rabbi says, not shaykh and metzias, of a cotton being melid. So he says, but the more that brings rice, some suk, more that makes cheshbonis, some sukim, the doyos is showing him how you lead them cheshonim. So what does Rabbi do with that? Veshleim as the toyos tafel bishop does it achrein nasa chomim simon of osiris the tano bazil beishonim v'yemelcha kodem ben yugimu v'yemelcha the bidosh shayin him chayim v'marim lo v'yisiris hoiz mangadus mekaidim harbe. Oh, so here comes the interesting machoiz shayin. What's his answer? Toyos says that Shidas Rabbo is like this. And again, the first point is there's a machlokes of Chisa and Rabbo. Chisa holds yeah, Moilid. Rabbo says no. Nope means L'chori not at all. Pash is not at all. Not at all. I, Doris Yishanim, with the eyes in Tanakh, the Doris Yishanim with Moilid ben Cheshon and Yemechod, says, Toises, what's the answer? They were Gedolim then. We mentioned this at the beginning. They were Gedolim. The Rabbo said, Kodnein and Moilid. Kodnein and Moilid. the Doris Achroinim means after Doris Achroinim, when does Katnul set in, you give Mishonim Yemelchot. Says Toysa, that's when Gadlus sets in. Gadlus is Yud Gimel. Doris Rishonim Mugdalim at the age of 8, so the Inochinami, I couldn't end the Melu Fivabo. So, and the Doris Rishonim was even Bisman, they have to add a few times. Doris Rishonim doesn't mean Mr. Shelach Udi Mei. It means Bisman Matan Tayu, because the Gmoz Rai is from Melochim, from after Matan Tayu, a few doors after Matan Tayu. Basheva, the Achitoyful Dogen. The Gmoz Rai is from after Matan Tayu. So, it was in chat. So, Vito Ace says like this. This is a Dorsho, Isha Totoch Lachzor Olov, and not Cotton. Isha Totoch Lachzor Olov. And that's a fact. That's immutable. That's a halacha. We dash from the pasuk, and it reflects an immutable mitzvah. Zakotn and melut. But the shail is when the cotton come godol. Godol melut. Cotton and melut. When is the godol? When is the cotton come godol? Mikabu of a lot. That changes. That could change. Toys Yishanim. It was by eight. So the pasuk of Toys is that in Toys Yishanim. They had simonim at the age of 8, and this we said Toys Lishitosim. We mentioned when we learned this Toys here. Toys Lishitosim. Toys Lishit is in Yevomis that shonim is not beetsim by the chetz of gadlus. The halacha of shonim that we have is that before you base your gimel, in now we can add in Doris Achroinim, before you base your gimel. So even if there are simonim, but what the Gemara calls a shumo, I mean that's another non-indication of gadlus. And Simonim, Cyrus, are an indication of Simonim only from Yibayz and Gimel Veilich. That, Mashayin Kain, in Doris Yishanim, Cyrus were an indication of Godless, were the Chefs of Godless from Ben Ches, in Doris Yishanim. Oh. Might say, have the Ben Yoyna? Maybe have Ben Yoyna?
According to the Rambam, even having the kid would really be.
Yeah, we'll come to what? Yeah, because Bodim Kisimonim is only with the. We mentioned that, what? We'll soon see. But yes, we've done a foolish. Maybe. Al Simon and Shem Simon Gadlus. Means they had, those of them had Cyrus, and don't say they were Shuma because they were Melis. I've added the Simon, why didn't they say it in a minute? But so, Lachza al Kot, but a cotton, it's all Chaza al Kot, Shem Heavy Cyrus, very loyally be each. So really, you have to make, in those of Shem, if somebody came after the age of 8, you have to see. If he was at Cyrus, then he's well hated. Then you have to make a search for him, maybe as a Yoshi. I will imloy every Cyrus, be doer, and he's venom mailed. Oh, now he has like this. For Doma of Chiste, Cotton Shahilid, that's the Kashi. What was mean Cotton Shahilid? There's no any nasa ben sami moive. It's a whole contradiction in terms. How can we call it Shailid? Bonim hegim simonim. Bonim hegim simonim. Says Ben Yehuda, the terms of that kasha is. Klaim malacha shahoylid. Lavu meimah to cotton moilid. That after he gives birth, he's a cotton. The vada kevin shahoylid amina bonim kisimonim. The amina and the bishar shahoylid how you got them. Avalochi amina, mitzvah yekotn koydim shailid revi simoni gadlus bivonim and asim esayim bayir. he answers God's gifts. We'll see him next time whether be medayek in the run, whether the run holds of his teretz. But again, he says like this: Rav Chisda is masking that even when an 8-year-old, 9-year-old is moilid, Savade, he becomes a godel. But what the godless is only from the bonim on, from tiny bonim on. Rav Chisda doesn't. That's too b'chalal drosh of ben leben. Because according to Rav Chisda, he had to have been a godel before he was meilid, before he was ma'abe. The isha became was a misabe from him. That's Rav Chisda's vote. About the bon gisimonim, according to Rav Chisda. So basically, the ben from birth, the ben le godel, but from conception, he wasn't a ben leben. He was a ben leben. That's kind of ben yeinu. That's ben yeinu. Next time we'll look at the Ran. We'll do some Ran on this. And then we'll go back to Mr. Smith.